Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And today's guest is Leslie Yerkes. She's an international organizational change consultant, nationally recognized speaker, and best-selling author that specializes in using metaphors to frame universal life and work lessons. So welcome, Leslie. Thanks for being here.
Stacey, it is more than my pleasure.
So let's talk about the term gardener's touch that you use when discussing success in life and work. Why do you use that metaphor in talking about gardeners when discussing that?
Stacey, after 30 years of coaching and consulting, I bumped into just about everything. And what I find is that metaphors are very helpful in translating lessons to others. They make them very, very memorable. So I have lots of metaphors that I dip into, but this one about gardening is the one that's most popular and seems to stick. One of the biggest observations I've made in my career is that individuals play to their strengths. But their strengths cause them to focus usually on one activity, and that activity is what we're technically trained to do. And I call that the technical garden. And we spend 80, 90, maybe even 100% of our day working that garden. But when I've also observed people that are very, very successful in life, not only in their own careers, but in influencing other people, they are aware that there is a second garden. And that is the garden of soft skills, interpersonal skills, relationship skills. The folks that I most frequently coach are leaders and managers. And they once again have been trained in technical ways, but the coaching they always ask for is the people stuff. So this gardening lesson is about, I say to them, if you do gardening, both daily in your technical garden, the things that you know how to do best, and you also remember to garden in your people garden, the relationship garden, the interpersonal garden. If you garden in both every day, doing a little each day with the right priority, things will remain in good health regardless of all the changes that occur around you. That the metaphor of gardening is about, it's not about doing the big things suddenly. It's about doing little things consistently well all of the time. And then you almost guarantee that you have something growing positively.
Leslie, that makes a ton of sense because regardless of, you know, the weather, the outside circumstances, a deer comes in your garden, whatever, what have you, if you're nurturing that on a daily basis and doing those small things, it can sustain and it can be resilient to those sorts of outside influences that want to take it down.
Stacey, this lesson is so simple, but I want to tell you it's really, really hard to do because every single day you and I are pushed off our plan by all this stuff that drops in upon us. But what I've found is the people that are really, really effective, successful, and happy in life have some discipline around gardening. They do a little, a little, a little each day. So Stephen Covey taught us the lesson about don't just do things that fall in the urgent category, have to be done, the fires, but do things that fall in the most important category, and you have fewer fires to put out. What I found is that if you do a little each day, preparing the soil, your climate, your environment, the trust of your relationships, planting the right seeds, doing the right things to get things rolling, nourishing with sunlight, praise, attention, performance reviews, weeding out the behaviors that aren't so good, addressing poor performance, you will always garden and garner the results. The trouble is we get too busy doing the stuff that drops on our plate and the stuff we know how to do. The people stuff takes greater intention. And if you ignore your garden, even benignly because you're too busy, nothing will flourish. And you can't cram a garden. You can't get your crops suddenly if you haven't put the months of effort in. And this is the big lesson.
And so you're talking about so many lessons that we can take using gardening as a metaphor. But what was the number one top, most important lesson that has most contributed to you in your own success?
Well, one of the things that I said to a friend was I shared this metaphor and she said, Leslie, you're so wonderful at helping people get their lives back in balance, their relationships back in balance, their businesses back in balance. But I would observe from you, Leslie, that you rarely put yourself on the agenda. So a friend, a colleague, gave me my most important lesson. She said, Leslie, why don't you just be the garden? Not the gardener, which I'm so good at. Why don't you let go of all of your responsibilities and let other people contribute to your life? So you know what, Stacey, that's what I'm trying to work, which is I am all about doing, and mm-hmm. just being the gardener is about being, and my colleague was really wise to give me the gift of that lesson.
Yeah, I mean, that can be one that a lot of people need to hear from time to time, that you need to have help. You know, you need to be able to say, hey, you can contribute to what I'm doing here. And it's not all on you and you don't have to do absolutely everything. Now, what tips would you give to someone who would be, number one, kind of in the last phase of their career, and then number two, or maybe I should do vice versa, at the beginning of their career?
I like both of these because I am in the midlife of my career and I have a lot of people saying, everything's changed around me. I don't know what to do. One is create a vision for your garden. Given that you might have 2, 3, 5, or even 10 years left, what is the contribution that you want to make? Where do your passions lie? What's the garden you want to create in the last stretch of your career? Create that vision and just start gardening every day.
And at the beginning?
Yeah, our millennials. Establish the discipline and the routines of gardening. Do this well in your personal life, your professional life, your financial life, your relationship life. If you get some discipline to some fundamental rituals, life gets really, really easy. If you run it instead like a sprint and only do the projects that are most important in that moment, you might not, A, sort of enjoy the ride, and B, sprinting can't be done for all of your life. So this gardening metaphor is a steady eddy kind of way. Brian Tracy gave me the lesson that helps me most today, and that is, in managing the garden of my life, both business and personal, the thing I do when I have the most energy, which is first thing in the morning, is I do the hardest thing first. So I don't know about you, but in the metaphor of my garden, I don't like to weed. It requires bending over and picking things out. So in my real life garden, at 6 a.m, you'll find me walking my dogs and weeding. In my professional life garden, you'll find me early in the morning at my computer doing my most challenging work first, and the day seems to go so well.
That is an excellent piece of advice. Get all that stuff that you dread out of the way first, and then it's like an entire weight has been lifted, and you are free to do those other gardening things with more energy and more clarity.
Stacey, these life lessons, you know, are fundamental. They can be credited to people who speak them, but they've been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to maintain discipline to it. When I do, life is in balance and it flows very easily. When I fall away from the discipline of the rituals of my gardening, doing the things that keep the relationships, the work healthy, I find that that's when the stress sets in because now I'm fighting fires. I go back to my gardening metaphor when I lose my way all the time.
Well, Leslie, we certainly haven't lost our way in this conversation and really appreciate you giving us your wisdom and this metaphor that a lot of people, I'm sure, can remember and can use and hopefully implement in their work garden as well as their life garden. And our listeners can learn more about Leslie and all of her books. She has got many books, best-selling author, at changeishun.com. Of course, you connect with her on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. And Leslie loves a good story about healthy working relationships and workplace cultures. So you can send those stories to Leslie at this email, fun@catalystconsulting.net. Thanks again, Leslie. We appreciate you taking some time out today.
It's been fun. Thank you, Stacy.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.